Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare. The good, the bad, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. We also bring on a variety of business leaders, community advocates, nonprofits, HR leaders.
What?
That's you. Maybe some friends today. Today's going to get really weird. I cannot wait. It's going to be hysterical. But yes, What the Health Just Happened? We have a blast. Today, we have a three-peat person on who
hashtag
wore a shirt. Katie Howard with
James Moore HR Solutions.
James Moore HR Solutions. Oh. So James Moore is originally a CPA firm based out of Gainesville.
Correct.
Large CPA firm.
Yeah, about 300.
Now you have an HR consulting side.
Yeah, advisory
which
services.
We'll talk about. Yes. Advisory services. Mm-hmm. But you're three-peat. She's got a pretty sweet shirt on. We also have a, by the way, they're already uncomfortable. You don't get uncomfortable, right?
No.
Let's get weird.
Oh, I like
right?
it
That's
weird.
We
oh, that didn't sound good.
I have two friends. We went to the TPC all day today, even though this will air live on Saturday. Wink, wink, wink. Chris Yost from Home Depot. Trevor Stanton from Cisco. They're just toasting me.
They're
of course,
cheering.
Justin, the producer, Trey, doing all this video stuff. Let's party.
He's going to get better angles this time.
Better
Trey,
angles?
I'm
oh,
looking at
yes.
you.
Hey.
Yep. So Katie's been on how many times? This is three.
Three.
Three-peat shirt. I love,
three-peat.
I'm not going to lie.
You didn't even notice.
I didn't. It's been crazy. It's been a crazy day. She rolled her eyes at me, by the way, if you didn't see the camera.
That was literally the first thing I noticed when
you did.
In.
I know.
Trey
you got points
saw
back
Trey
for
saw
that,
it.
Trey.
Three-peat, we'll
Thank
fist
you.
Bump on that.
Is that HR appropriate?
Three-peat?
No. Well, I know. Placement, the hashtag,
the
it's fine.
That's the question.
Inside.
Okay. Let's start serious, like our version of serious. Not really serious.
Okay.
Work, plugs, what's going on? We're going to go off the rails.
It's been busy.
As we normally do.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So start with, if you haven't heard the first two episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? HR consulting. Mm-hmm. And how you're building this division of the company, which is pretty cool, I think.
Yes, we are basically building a plane when we're flying it, which is a little bit cray, but...
It happens.
It does.
Everyone builds the plane when they... The Wright brothers?
Yeah, that's from Dayton, Ohio. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
I went to their museum all the time.
That's how you build the company.
Yeah,
based
I
off
just
the Wright
like,
brothers.
I want to be them. Yeah.
Okay.
Not, but yes.
Since last time we talked, what's new? What's the company do?
So we give, you know, a lot of times people think we're like a payroll company where that's an add-on. You don't use our software. We don't have to do those offerings. We are true HR consultants. So a lot of times we have subscriptions, and depending on what level of subscription you buy, it's like timeshare HR, for lack of a better term.
Timeshare HR.
Yeah. So they get a portion of a director. We're not there all the time. We might do on-site visits, but then we do one-off projects too, investigations, handbooks, job descriptions. I don't say audits, but we do HR audits. Our actual auditors don't like us saying. So we call them peace of mind surveys.
Peace of mind service. I love that. That's yeah. HR compliant is what it is.
Yes.
Use the right verbiage.
Yes.
And not
it does bring a peace of mind, though. Yeah.
Okay.
We handle the good, the bad, the ugly.
Healthcare is the good, the bad, the ugly. The ups and downs, the less right. There's Trey. I love Trey chiming in.
Can we talk about some ugly, maybe procedure-wise, in regards to firing people?
Oh, we're going to nail that.
Yeah.
We're
going to
get weird.
Yeah.
We're going to talk right. ugly.
You can do
ugly,
it real wrong,
fun.
And it can go real
I
want to
make sure we hit
quick.
Your company, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Tell us about your team.
Yeah.
Shout out to your people.
So I work with my president, Julie Nicely, who
Julie.
Is...
Julie! I like how... Ow! Oh,
yeah. So she is actually at Transform Conference right now, which is out in Vegas. So it's kind of the latest and greatest in
can
various
Can you have
business.
An HR conference in Vegas?
No, well, we do, but that's actually not an HR conference. That's
okay.
for like the latest and greatest in business right now, since we're kind of a new business platform.
Have you been to Vegas?
I have.
Healthy or not healthy?
Depends how you do it.
It's
Fremont
never
Street was not healthy.
It's never been healthy for me.
Vegas is like healthy for 2 days.
Yeah.
The third day, no more.
I did do a marathon there, so I guess that was healthy.
You're a runner.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go to that too. Okay, so Julie's in Vegas for a business
Yeah, conference, Transform Conference.
Not HR.
Not
Transform.
HR. Yes.
Okay.
And then my counterpart, she does more project management. I'm actually doing more sales. That's Kelly Green.
Kelly Green.
She's also my work bestie.
Okay.
And then we have Danielle Towery, who partners on a lot of accounts with me, and she's like our nonprofit guru.
These are all HR people for years.
Yeah, I'm the lowest.
Experience. Yeah, we've done this every time,
yeah.
But new listeners this time, right?
Right.
What's your experience, everyone else's experience?
I have 22 years combined between consultative.
You can't be a day older than 25.
We'll be 45.
You're welcome.
Yeah. This May, it's coming up hard. I think like AARP literally starts coming out
next
soon.
Next Wednesday, by the way.
He's next Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Sorry. Have you gotten your AARP magazine yet?
I had it 3 years ago.
Oh, God. It's so depressing.
World. So you're the least experienced with 22 years of HR experience.
Correct.
Then the team of three, will it grow in the future?
It is trending to grow. That's a lot of responsibility on me because about 80% of my role is selling what we do. I still do what we do, but I'm selling it.
You're doing this. You're doing radio shows,
lots of
podcasts,
mm-hmm.
speaking engagements. In fact, Chicago is when? What is it?
June 22nd through 24th. I will be a session leader at SHRM National Conference, which is the biggest HR conference in the nation.
Okay, SHRM National Conference. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put these four gentlemen on the spot over there who look really awkward. Who knows what SHRM is?
Not me.
Anyone?
Zero.
Nope. Nobody.
Norma. Usually, I mean, usually.
SHRM is a certification. So SHRM.
Yeah. Society of Human Resource Management.
Is HR stuff.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
And they have their own certifications. So you can get SHRM certified, and then you're a SHRM certified professional. And then there's the SCP, which is like the super, I don't know what the S still stands for on SPHR.
Sleek,
or PHR. We're going
smooth.
Smooth.
Silky.
It's getting weird. That was me rewinding.
Almost said something really HR inappropriate.
I am actually PHR certified.
Is professional. A robe for like being that
it's
way?
I just go to the nerdery with other HR people.
Okay. I like this. I promise, this is healthcare related in a few capacities, right? We're not talking about health insurance or a cardiologist or an oncologist, but we talk about healthy businesses. If you don't have a healthy HR department, which most people, let's be honest, see HR and like they're just complaining at us.
Well,
we're
weaponized a lot on both sides. So from the employer side, they're like, I'm going to take you to HR. And so then the employee's like, ugh, I hate HR. And then the employees also go, I'm going to report you to HR manager. So now the leaders are like, I hate HR. So we're consistently thrown in the middle and weaponized where nobody really likes us a lot of times.
How do you handle that?
It's a lot of communication, like, and it's a lot of boundaries because
boundaries for who?
Both sides. When your leader does that, there's a lot of conversation like, that is not my role. Like, I will assist you in how to handle employees like this, but threatening to bring them to HR is not my role. Same with employees. Okay, there's steps before we get here. Let's talk that through.
Let's talk about bad bosses.
I got one.
Hey, there's a guy in the studio. Let's talk about a bad culture. You may not recognize the voice, but what is a bad, like, I want to talk about the worst bosses I ever had. It is different. Small company versus big company. Mm-hmm. Small company, you have a tight-knit group. Big company, you got to go to your direct report. But a bad boss. How does a person who's a new employee, mid-level employee, like, how do you go to a boss that sucks and say, hey, you suck, without saying, you suck?
I mean, I think it's difficult because I've had a really bad boss. Like, I can, and it was actually in healthcare. I did 10 years in healthcare, so it's related. And the president prior to him, we had an amazing working relationship. He gave me all the autonomy. He had all faith in what my capabilities. And then new guy came in. And honestly,
new guys.
I know. And he had a Just for Men gel beard that I hated to stare
at. A what?
You know, where like, you know,
you
like Ryan
gel
Day.
Beard?
You know, like Ryan Day who dyes his beard and like it doesn't shiny? Match.
Oh, geez.
So it's like, it was just, looked like
not
it was
healthy.
Not healthy. Just for Men gel on your beard, not healthy. Embrace the gray. It's just going to happen. Anyway, but I mean, the guy did not know his audience and it drove me insane. And I kept trying to get leadership because they were all very apprehensive of him, again, by his approach. But you can't talk to plant facilities guys about what you deem grooming day. And you talk about your pedicure you get, and of course, probably your beard you dye.
What's a pedicure?
You know, your toes did.
Those dudes don't do that. You got
three. Dudes absolutely do get pedicures.
I know dudes do, yeah.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Sorry. So if you wanted to go to your manager and say, you know, talk to them about not being good, do you recommend starting with, hey, this is what I think you do great, and then kind of ease into, these are some of the things I think you could work on?
No. I think you go to the effect of, I think we're having issues. I think I communicate differently than you, so there's been a breakdown. And so we need to learn to communicate more effectively. Because 9 times out of 10, that's actually probably going to, you know.
Communication every time.
It is. Yep. It is know your audience. And a lot of people have no idea to how to be in tune to their audience. They're completely clueless. They don't adapt. They just, this is how I am, and you take it or you leave it. So when, if you don't know what you don't know, and you have that conversation, but then, like, then it kind of progresses from there. Like, I know we met about communication, still having issues with this. Help me, help you, and how I can be better at this.
Do you all give business advice from an HR standpoint? Like, do you consult?
Oh, yeah.
External party. I'll plug Cisco. We love plugging companies. Cisco, right? So he works for Cisco.
Thank you for your
food. Oh, yeah. We all use their product, by the way. Cisco's
IT.
Video
IT.
Product.
IT company.
Oh. We'll plug it.
We always get mixed up.
Thank you for your Wi-Fi. So Cisco, yeah. Cisco, S-Y? Yeah. No, it was S-C-I. Your C-I. Food is S-Y.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Not food.
Well,
yeah,
thank you for your IT.
Their equipment.
The world runs on Cisco.
But yes. It doesn't matter. Forgot my point. Dang it, you guys. Hey, there's too many people in here. Trey's
I got a quick question for you. Have you ever been put in a position where you had to step in because enough employees came complaining about maybe the owner or the leader?
Oh, yeah.
How do you deal with that?
This was very interesting. So I had an incident that the executive director who had hired me was actually sexually harassing. In one sense, it was mostly not necessarily inappropriate behavior, but treating women differently. Like, he absolutely did.
Noticeable. It's not. There's no, yeah.
So in the situation that played out, I'll try to Reader's Digest it. So
No. We want details.
Okay. So. Yeah. He had said some inappropriate things, including a butt slap at a Christmas party.
Go team.
Yeah. So, yes, again, but they are kind of a partying group, so you got to keep that in mind.
There's no scenario
no,
butt slap's okay.
No, that was when it crossed.
Dr. B.
So, I agreed. However, you know, so as I dug deeper, because I had to do a full investigation, actually, that came later. Anyway, so I started kind of digging down, and when somebody had complained about a comment he had made and to the HR finance person, who is now a friend of mine anyway, so she's like, how do I handle this? Like, so I walked her through, and he got really upset she came to me and ended up retaliating on her and wanted to put her in a quote-unquote new job. So he brings me in to talk about her new job. It's pure retaliation. And I said, you know, executive director, from an outsider looking in, I think this looks like a demotion. And he, I kid you not, y'all,
you got fired.
Slammed his hands on the desk at me, stood up, and said, I'm not paying you for your opinion.
Oh, geez.
Now,
did
mind
you,
I said, I think, no, I'm very good at de-escalating. I said, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so sorry. I was just trying to give you, you know, but that's exactly what but you know, you have your own opinion. And if I misunderstood, I apologize. Meanwhile, my little HR person is like red, crying. Like, it is, she's stuck on the other side of the table with him. So I de-escalate it and go. And of course, she calls me and she's like, what do I do? I said, I don't care who's paying this check. I don't care if they fire us forever. You call your board right now. And if they don't do something. So then I had to do a full-fledged investigation, present it to the board, which, oh my gosh, once I opened, I literally met with every employee, and it was like,
even
not
worse.
Just, oh, it just got horrible, horrible, horrible. So I met with the board, and I was like, so they were kind of on the fence for a minute. And after I met my report, and I said, look, at this point, if you continue in the employment with him and he does this again, you all know about it. Now you are individually liable and you are all very wealthy individuals. Do you want your personal wealth at risk?
Yep.
And that instantly, they were like, thank you. No, thank you. And he was let go.
So you talk about your investigation. Like, how do you
time out on that? We're going to go back to that. Okay. I promise.
I'm actually certified.
She got certified on that. Like, investigations. That's the whole product we're going to talk about. Plug that, right?
Yeah.
Before that, come back to that. You look at size of companies, right? So your company works with what size companies?
Anything, honestly, 3 to over 2,000. But most of the time, our sweet spot is your under 200s, because a lot of times they don't even have an HR person, or they have someone that's wearing multiple hats as the HR person, like they're the CFO and the HR person. or someone lower end and they're not used to really high level compliance or difficult or strategic things.
So very similar, right? 212 Benefits,
yeah.
That we work together. We,
a lot.
That's what right. We do. Who sponsors the show? Thanks, 212.
Woo,
that's
woo.
That's my company, by the way. This isn't even fair. We do 2 to 250. We really try to stay under 250 employees, and our sweet spot is 100 and less. Mm-hmm. Small business.
Same as.
What state? Where do you live? What do you work with? Who defines a small or large company, right? If you have a 5-person company that does $10 million in revenue, that's a big company.
Yeah.
You have a 200 life company that does $50 million in revenue, right? Doesn't matter. Working with those companies and the stuff you deal with, excuse me, the bull, hit the M button. Shh. I didn't say it. I didn't really say it. I almost said the S word. You got to hit the M button, right? I just learned that.
Yeah.
What do you like to work with? So I'm not going to say Home Depot, who I love shopping at. Best lumber there is and all the supplies.
You talked about it.
Cisco, who I buy the IT stuff. Great stuff. Video conferencing. They're large companies, right? You have
right.
different departments. You got a board, all that stuff. What do you prefer to work with?
You know, I really... There too. Actually, I don't have a preference because...
Oh.
So often there's such a need, and I would say, you know, we've had clients of 10 that have been, oh my gosh, nonstop employee issues.
Drama.
Just drama, yep. drama, drama.
Yep.
And maneuvering through that. I would have to say, you know, around 50 and above, just because they're hitting every HR law there is.
Yep.
But I also have another client, and they're so multi-state that it might be only 10 people, but everybody's
it's
in a different
much.
State. Including Colorado, California, Jersey, New York, all the ones that can honestly get HR law'd down to the county. And you have to know all that. And no normal individual is going to know any of that.
I like a question. Again, these two, I brought them. They're like, let me see what they do. These are my buddies. You like them. I'm good.
Yeah.
What's your least healthy client to work with and why? You can't think too long. You're breathing too. They're over there breathing. They're not thinking.
A lot of clients think.
They don't think. Too much drama. Like, hey, here's what we offer. Here's what we do. If you have questions, ask us.
My person I hate working with the most is someone that
least knows, healthy. You can't
least,
say that.
Least unhealthy. Knows 80% of what they're talking about, but acts like they know 120% and tell me how to do
your job.
Everything.
Your job.
Well, I get a lot of this. Well,
that's
you know,
HR.
I've done HR before.
I've been in HR for 10
years.
Here
we
years.
Go.
Yep.
All right. You know, well, I did do HR before. Okay. So you're just going to tell me how to do my job. Fantastic. I also don't like when I advise someone, not to say they have to take that as good as gold and act on every little thing I did, but when you knowingly do the opposite and...
You tell them like, hey, this is probably the right decision.
Stuff rolls out and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was going to happen. Now everybody's upset. And you're like, yeah, I told you this was going to happen. But as their, you know, consultant, I can't be like, yeah, I told you so. I have to help them
tough.
Get themselves out of the toilet. And I've had clients that just keep flushing the flipping toilet. And it's like, well, I'm just going to watch you crash and burn. This is fantastic. And then they're like, well, is
they
it?
They blame you.
Yeah.
I think one of the things I've had to learn in the business is I've had to learn to let people lose.
Oh, yeah.
Because they won't learn the lesson. I can tell you exactly what you're supposed to do, and they'll still think that they're right. And I'm like, this is going to happen. And they're like, it's not going to happen. And then it happened.
We've had to fire clients before because they were just so grossly misconducted. Like, just so much gross misconduct.
We play in a similar space, right?
Yeah, it's
what
really
we do is the most expensive, complicated... I say this all the time. I hate the industry I work in. I hate it. But we're how do you lead with truth and empathy and say, look, this is the reality. And if you don't, the best clients to me are the ones who work together and understand the value you bring and understand that. Even bad news, like, look, this sucks. Hey, that employee you love or what you're doing from a HR standpoint is illegal. You shouldn't do this. They're like, okay, got it. Let's change that.
Right.
It's a team. It's a partnership. That's a good client.
And assuming that the bigger they are, the more taken care of they are HR-wise is a lie.
Oh.
I am just like.
Is it because there's so many heads? Like
I don't know if
other?
It gets lost in translation or there's like fragmentation, and so people lose sight. But I have worked for some very large companies and been just shocked on their programs. Actually, I was approached by a headhunter, and which I'm not
recently.
I will never, Julie. Don't sweat. It's fine. I will never.
Julie, she's thinking about it. She brought it up.
I only thought about it because.
Pay her double. Increase her comp. If you hear this.
I love it. No, in all honesty, I was just like, well, let me go see what this is. And so I go and pull it up. And it was like, you'd be in charge of people and culture. Now, mind you, reporting to the CHRO. Okay, let me see what you got. Their website was SH. You know.
Can we say shh? Yeah. That's not. Can we say shh?
It was total Duke.
Can we say that or no?
And
oh,
you're gonna.
He's in M's. In M.
You're gonna brag that you're this huge company. And I go on your website. I don't even like and look at your job because I figured out who it was. You have no advertisement for what your culture is. You have. Well, sorry.
Oh, that's minutes. Oh. I love this. This is okay. My new toy.
Okay. I love it. You have. You know nothing about your brand. I know nothing about what it's like to be an employee. And you're trying to sell me on it. Yeah, pass. Hard pass.
So what does excite you? What would be a good culture that you'd be like, that's awesome?
Well, I mean, James Moore, honestly, did it really well.
Your culture and team, what I see, if you go to a website, you can feel it.
Whenever. Like
I'll give you a perfect example. When I was interested in their position, do I have time? When I was interested
in
my position, of course, I'm going to do my research. And, the first thing I see, now mind you, these are CPAs. So what's in my brain?
Nerds. I mean, sorry.
Oh, drags. Like, you know, shorts.
Sorry, guys. I love you.
Like, a clip-on tie, the pocket, like, the whole cliche. So I go on their website, and first thing I notice is that majority of, at the time, I don't know if it's still this way, but I think it is, the partners were women. I was like, well, that's not normal. And then the second thing was a video clip from what's called the James Moore Olympics. And here is like a field day for their employees. They're having a blast. And there's a person in a banana suit playing the Olympics. I'm like, yes, these weirdos are my people. Like, they know how to let their hair down. And they have things like Festivus and just a lot of fun. They just intertwine a lot of fun. Plus unlimited PTO, also an attractant. And, I mean, they just have it right.
Do you take advantage of that?
What's
unlimited
PTO? Not yet. Hold on. Time out. We got to wrap it up in a second.
Very interesting study.
Hey. What's the culture? Where do I fit in? Because some people want suits, time, this compensation. These things matter. I want to be surrounded by people I enjoy working with.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Commercial break coming up here momentarily. Unless you catch us on the podcast, we'll come back to that. Katie Howard with
James Moore HR Solutions.
That's what the health just happened. All right, welcome back to the second half of What the Hell Just Happened. If you missed the first half, good news. On the radio station, it's available on your favorite podcast.
Podcast? How does that podcast work?
I don't know. Just look, sternum and above, right? Clavicles and down. Don't be a weirdo, three-peater.
It's like,
she
is
knows.
That first class?
Welcome back to the second half. I love this show. Three-peater fist bumping.
Boom.
Katie Howard with
James Moore HR Solutions.
Uh-huh. We also happen to have a couple friends joining. Chris Yost, Trevor Stanton, Justin Couscous, and Trey All Day.
The old salad.
That's a lot of intros, I know. But they're chiming in. This is fun.
It is.
How much healthcare talk do we have? I don't know yet. A lot
but
of
we're
business.
Healthy in our discussions.
We're going to do healthy or not healthy. Today is healthy business HR stuff because we culturally... I know some people, some are in this room, I won't name names, who deal with unhealthy cultures, right? How do you deal with it? What do you do?
Well, quite honestly, it kind of depends on what level of your profession you're in. And I'm not saying at this level, I'm telling you at this level I wouldn't tolerate and I'd leave.
Are you content? Is the time spent wisely with the business and family? Is the money overlapping the cost of cars and weddings and school and whatever?
Right. Is the full balance there?
Are you miserable?
Right.
Are you miserable or happy or not? Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't tolerate it. I don't have time for it. I mean, I did 5 years of local government, and ooh. No, I wouldn't. Yeah. It, yeah.
Florida or Georgia?
Georgia. Yeah.
What's local government? Like your town?
No.
That's right. Says, what are you doing?
Senior director of HR for the county.
Oh, my.
You know, if.
How many employees in the county?
It was over 500.
That's actually large.
Actually, you know, one of my favorite parts was the benefits administration side. I did some really great stuff.
You learned that space.
Well, we had a clinic. We were self-insured. I went with a,
you know that
PBA.
Space.
Yeah. I was like, I saved them all, and their workers' comp. Like, I saved them a lot of money.
I want to talk about that now, but we won't.
That's okay. I know.
I never want to talk about benefits.
That's how I started
the
HR.
Show, but I don't like talking about
it.
Yeah. Okay. Healthy or not healthy?
All right.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You guys going to chime in? Put your damn phones down. All four of you guys, chime in. Healthy or not healthy, all-you-can-eat buffets?
Healthy.
Where?
TPC.
We had one.
Okay.
Today was lobster tails, crab claws, prime rib.
That's good, but like, I'm thinking like Old Country Buffet, which is basically like a,
unhealthy.
Like a horse sack, like a feeder, Oh, that didn't look. God.
So
all you
can eat is.
No, the thing that the feed bag. It's a feed bag.
One question.
Oh my God, I just went. It's bad. Oh, it's so bad. If that is my album cover thing, by the way, looking at you
it
over there.
It will absolutely be.
No, it will not.
Off the rails. Okay.
All right.
Healthy or not healthy, three-peats.
The healthiest.
I love that shirt.
Like, I need to be
shirt.
Like, repeater, Pete and repeat.
Repeater, beater?
Yeah.
Let's get in there. Repeater.
No.
What am I doing? Repeater beater. It's not. That was not.
I come from TPC.
All right. I'm fired. HR had to let me go. I'm out. I enjoyed
the
show.
Joey.
It was fun.
So how will we go about that?
We are butchering healthy or not healthy. This is great. Healthy or not healthy, gas station cups filled with White Claw.
Oh, in a lot of environments, that's healthy.
Healthy or not healthy?
Well, I mean,
you said healthy. Okay.
Depends. It depends again.
Not healthy because they're very close to the border.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, that's really he's like cringing.
Poor Couscous is just sweating. He's
healthy or not healthy? Justin's anxiety right now.
Yeah, not healthy.
Not healthy.
He's like his blood pressure. I'm concerned.
All right, healthy or not healthy?
You're looking a little.
I know.
Yeah,
red.
You're looking
I can
a
feel
crispy.
It dried.
You might need to go
crispy.
Get a skin
healthy,
check.
Healthy or not healthy, a mediocre boss.
I would say yeah, because I would take mediocre.
You got to pick one
over toxic any day.
That's what I'm saying. Healthy or not healthy, bad boss, not healthy. Healthy, good boss, healthy.
Healthy or not healthy,
mediocre boss.
Heh. It's just half a healthy. Heh.
Yeah.
Half healthy.
I'm going unhealthy.
Yeah.
I'm going unhealthy.
It gives you an even balance.
Well, the problem is they give people management jobs that should never be in management because they've been there so long. And they're horrible managers. And managers, by the way, are like the number one people leave their jobs. And they're also the, mouth box for the employer. So if they're spewing out a bunch of venom, why do you think your employees are crap? Sorry.
You said crap. That's not. Don't be.
That was probably unhealthy.
That was no crap.
No, I don't know. I got on my soapbox.
Healthy or not healthy? Your road rage.
Ooh, it went to an unhealthy space on the phone with you.
That wasn't even that bad. I'm saying, do you have road rage?
To an extent. Like, I'm never gonna like tail someone and like swerve at them, or like you're never gonna see me on the side.
Are you gonna do this?
I have
on the videos. We can do this.
What you can't see
on the mics is that there's the middle finger.
I have thrown out the middle finger before, the finger guns, but yeah, my mouth is trash. So
it's all right.
Yeah. Healthy or not healthy? Skipping work and going to TPC.
So healthy.
I think so. Healthy or not healthy? An environment that doesn't care.
Right.
Go to the TPC.
Well, that's the thing. It's all, I mean, a true employer will look like, oh, that could be a networking opportunity because it's the who's who of Jacksonville.
Mental health day.
Yeah, and that's a big deal.
Healthy or unhealthy, having that work experience at TPC but not inviting everyone in the building.
Kind of rude.
Ooh, that's not healthy.
Not healthy. That feels very isolating.
It depends the group, right?
Poor, you're blood pressure. Again, I should stop.
Yeah. Can you come tomorrow, guy that didn't ask the question?
Question.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Okay. Let's go healthy or not healthy. I don't even know how to ask this. Like, well, sexual harassment claims is not healthy.
Clearly unhealthy.
I know that.
Me
know.
Too.
Like, not good. I know that.
Okay.
Have you seen a sexual harassment charge, which I saw this happen recently, one of our clients. Someone had a sexual harassment charge, and they went through all the due diligence, everything, text, emails, and it was completely falsified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, happens. I mean, but you still have to go do through the due diligence. And then you got to inspect why there was a false claim made. And then you got to go back to that employee and be like, yeah. I mean, I would go back with the findings and be like, yeah. And potentially, depending on how much was fabricated and how much proof you have that was fabricated, that person could potentially, you know. You
I should have used another topic besides sexual harassment, too, by the way.
Well, you know, it's a popular one. It happens all the time. And what people don't understand, it's also not sexual harassment after one time of locker room talk. Can it be, you know, can
what
you,
is locker room talk? Hold on. You just opened a window here. What are the rules?
Well, I mean, okay, like one off conversation that may cover inappropriate topics, like somebody talking about maybe not even a coworker, just like something they did in their off time, you know, in their private life.
Outside of the office.
Outside of the office. But
offended. Okay.
But it had maybe a lot of details and, you know, how they swiped right and whatever happened after they swiped right and all the things. But hypothetically, the other person listening story might be offended, but that doesn't necessarily qualify that it's sexual harassment. Could it be inappropriate and they could be counseled? Absolutely. But it has to be pervasive, meaning consistent, happening, there's a pattern. So if you had the conversation and the guy still, or girl, still keeps talking about their escapades, then it could be sexual harassment. But a one-off doesn't necessarily qualify as...
This is actually...
Because honestly, I'm quite sure, no offense, everybody, myself included, at some point in my life, I've said something dumb that could qualify as sexual harassment.
Not me.
Yeah, clearly. You were a fireman, right?
I was laughing. Yes, I was a fireman.
Okay, you did it like literally every
nope,
day.
Nope, I behaved. I was
what industries do it the most?
I mean, I mean,
blue collar.
Public service is real bad.
Public service.
Yeah, I mean, like you know, safety and stuff, like firefighters, police officers. There's like this fraternity mentality. And so, therefore, it's honestly the culture to be that way and make those comments.
This actually, go ahead,
so
Trey.
Real quick, all right, obviously you're kind of describing a bunch of dudes.
What would be the
opposite, though, with maybe a female organization where you might come up with?
Like a sexual harassment
not
scenario?
Not sexual harassment, but issues they
culturally.
Would,
oh, God, yeah. They're just picky and they pick, women are horrid.
Like,
sorry, ladies, but we are. You know, there's a whole book called Tripping the Prom Queen, which is about a woman growing up in leadership and everybody being a jerk to her, like her fellow women peers, because it's like literally middle school girls in a lunchroom.
She's awesome. Bring her back for the four-peat.
I mean,
do you not?
We get
real
petty.
Promoting or you're firing because of petty stuff because of
we
girls?
You know, this one said that, and they bring their, I mean, I've been guilty of it. I'm not going to lie. Bringing our feels in and what we think they're thinking.
That's normal. If you work, you're going to bring.
But
you
it
cannot,
turns into workplace bullying when a certain group of girls or women, sorry, ladies, again, I'm probably losing.
No, this is great.
You know,
this is,
but it's the truth. A certain group of women start isolating another certain group of women or one individual. It becomes like a bullying mentality.
Okay, I like that. Time out. We're going to go back to that. I'm just curious here. So Florida is an at-will state.
Yeah.
Can you explain? Can people fire someone for no reason? I can show up to work tomorrow and say, hey, Bob or Susie, I don't like you because you're not performing, you're fired. Or vice versa, same employee, Bob, says, I don't want to work here anymore. I can quit at will.
Yeah, Bob can do that all day long.
You can quit whenever. So explain what an at-will state means, because no one understands
the
value
of
this.
I get that. Well, we're at will. I mean, do whatever we want. Yeah. Absolutely, you can fire whoever you want. But I always talk about my pie. So I'm a visual person. So it's just how big of a chunk or how big is that piece going to be of, like, exposure? So depending on what you're firing for, how long, any documentation, do they fall in any demographics, that pie piece gets better, bigger and bigger and bigger. You want your pie piece to be like a sliver.
The smaller the pie,
the smaller the piece. The smaller the piece, the less likely you're going to end up in litigation. So it's best to have things documented progression because, again, you can absolutely file litigation over inappropriate term.
Don't get sued.
And it doesn't matter.
That's not rule number one.
Yeah, don't get sued. But it's really hard these days. So don't give them a reason to have.
You work with companies, right? Wherever you are in a business, don't get sued. What are you doing to not get sued?
You need to be proactive.
HR, if you are a business owner or a leader, and it's not, you want to create the coolest company, the best culture, you want to do everything right. But guess what? You could have 5,000 employees. There's five, maybe 10 or 50 that look for a reason to find a flaw.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Not healthy.
Yeah. 80% of your problem will be 20% of your population. However,
at
whatever
any given time.
Any given time. And only, I cannot preach this enough. It literally only takes one. You could out of a group that you guys have been together forever and you've made all these jokes forever and you guys are super comfortable and then you get a newbie on the team and jokes keep rolling and guess what?
Newbie sues you.
Newbie for don't like it.
A lot of money. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
I did a conference last week in Alabama, a healthcare leadership association of Alabama. And after I did my whole spiel, this doctor and her practice manager pulled me aside and they're like, we got to ask you a question. And it was an EEOC question.
What is
Equal Opportunity Employment.
Remember, we got some dummies in here.
Yeah, it's commission. Yes. Yep. So that is the federal people that, you know, manage discrimination in the workplace, harassment, stuff like that. And she's like, she's talking about, I'm like misunderstanding because at one point she had told me they only have like 6 employees. And then she said they had a charge. And I said, why do you have a charge? You only have 6 employees. You have to have 15. And she goes, I'm sure they don't know you have 15. And the employee didn't know that. So they filed. Anybody can file. It's free to file. And then I said, well, you did contact an attorney, right, to respond to the EEOC because all they'd have to do is write one sentence of, we don't have 15 employees. Now, that person could still sue her, but whatever.
She's newer now, by the way.
They wrote the letter back themselves because they didn't know that, and they gave them even more information than they ever needed. And I said, I really don't think it'll go anywhere again because of the fact you're not governed by the EEOC. You're at less than 15. But next time, call a professional. Do not do this on your own.
This is the moment where you tell... If you have a small business, medium, large, it doesn't matter. Whether you work in HR or you're an employee at the bottom of the food chain, reach out to people and ask questions.
Use your resources. Don't feel like you have to know everything. A physician is a very intelligent person, but they have no business...
A cardiologist should not tell me about my bowel movements.
Right. Well,
he can.
Right. But maybe he probably sort of could.
He could, too. Yeah. Sorry to bring up bowel movements. Trey's about to chime in, too.
No, we talked about that a lot.
But stay in your lane. It's okay. I know when I need to pass the baton to an actual attorney. I am not an attorney, and I will say, you need to call an attorney.
Okay.
I know some great ones.
We're going to do a hard pivot here.
Okay.
And everyone's got to answer. Put your phones down, dummies. What is a skill set you have that no one knows about? It's tough.
That nobody knows about?
Not many people know about.
Workplace related or
anything? I can juggle. That's one. I could probably hit a backflip off his chair.
Huh. I got some good dance moves.
What's yours? You can dance?
Yeah.
Trey can dance.
I can. What's weirdly recite the whole. Song of Beck's Loser Baby.
That's good. Dang, I kind of want to hear you say it all now.
I can. And I can sing Four Non-Blondes as badly as they do.
Four Non-Blondes and Beck?
Clearly I'm a 90s chick.
Those are good songs,
Gen X are over here.
Three Peter.
You can still do backflips.
You can.
I have to be elevated.
Well, have you seen it? Well, first of all, you're kind of close to the ground, and your calves are very big.
I can hit flips, but I have to be elevated.
His calf game is strong.
What's A? All right, Trevor hadn't chimed in. What's something you can do that no one knows about? And don't say golf because you're terrible.
Or grow hair.
Be you at golf.
Oh, that's not okay. That's fair.
Well,
Yos, you got something? Oh my gosh, you guys, you're too slow. Forget that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in a plane crash too.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah. I didn't even know it happened when it happened.
How old were
like
you?
No, it was like an adult. In Fernandina, actually.
Like a small plane?
Yeah. He forgot to put the gear down. I just thought it was windy out.
And can so I tell you something? Like, I want to get bit by a shark.
No.
Just to have a shark. Just to have a scar, like.
You know, you get older and you have surgeries and you get scars. I have a couple of those. So.
I got those too. We're going off topic. Let's go back in. Few minutes left. We got 5 minutes here, maybe six or seven. You guys can chime in on skill set. You too, Justin. I see you over there talking to your wife.
Aw, wifey.
She's working. I'm kidding.
Super helpful.
I want to hear a skill set. What can you do that no one knows about?
I can almost. Oh, this is going to be.
Almost?
This is such a niche thing. I can almost always get a perfect score, fill up the whole box in immaculate grid for NBA players.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, wow.
NBA players?
Yeah.
A video game?
No, it's immaculate grid. Have you ever done it? There's a baseball one. You have to find the connections between the two corners.
Yeah. That's some crazy math stuff.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's
no, it's
weird.
Not math. Okay. It's just knowing a player that played for like.
That is very niche. That is very niche.
By the way, that's super hard. That's impressive that he can do that. It's very hard.
Is it something you can use in Vegas?
No. But it's only.
I was like, Rain Man. Let's
can we
do
bet
this.
On this? Yeah. Can we put money on this?
Can we profit on it? No, but I can only. I've been doing an NBA podcast for 10 years, so that's the only reason. I've just been talking to NBA every week for 10 years, so I just know all the players.
Wow.
Okay.
That's definitely.
Something. Actually, before going back to HR and healthy businesses, shoe brand. You're wearing Vans right now.
I love Vans.
I like Vans. I got New Balances on. Not the old
I like
man
Ons
ones.
To run in. That's
Ons
what I
Ons are good. Who's wearing what? I got to see Nikes.
Hoka's.
Favorite brand right now because you're a runner.
I am. Ons. That's what I'm running in.
Ons or runs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Free plug for Ons.
Yeah.
Guys, sponsor the show.
And it cracks me up that. Because I used to run in Hokas, which look like corrective shoes, but are very effective.
They're great shoes.
They are. Like but now the teens shoes. Are like wearing Hokas. I'm like, what the
Everybody
hell
am.
Is happening?
Okay. What do you look forward to in the business? Like, what are you excited for the next 6 months, year, 5 years?
Well, two things.
We're going to make some moves.
Growth is huge. Like, I'm super excited to keep growing our business and getting more clients because I do see what we do. Like, I actually get to see the impact we do. And we are changing so much for these businesses and, like, making them realize, do the business. Let us do this for you. And you can actually level up. Ah. But for me, I am really enjoying doing stuff like this with you guys. I've been on a couple different podcasts. I got a British one tomorrow.
I know. Honestly, like, I thought it was special, but you're just like bouncing around everyone.
I don't know. And then I have all my conferences.
Being repeated too.
Yeah. It better be. This is my favorite. It is my favorite. You know.
I bet.
Oh, God. Don't
you
feel
got the
used.
British accent, guys, tomorrow.
We'll see. We'll
we don't
see.
Have that.
Yeah. I mean, the accent plays. The accent plays.
It's about that accent gets everybody. Yeah. I know.
But, you know, and then conferences. I really like to speak. I mean, because anytime you can make what we, you know, usually how many people have said, oh, my God, I've enjoyed that HR speaker. No, it's, you know.
Yeah, but you reach, if you have a room full of 500, you reach more people.
Well, and
five.
It's storytelling, you know, like I'll share some great stuff and I'll let people ask questions and that's going to resonate more than a slide with 18 bullet points of the latest law that's come out. I'm going to leave that to the lawyers. Y'all do that.
What are three things right now you would tell a company from a hybrid work standpoint, the three best things to do to keep the culture tight with a team or a group, right? A lot of people work from home. They're not in the office anymore. So what three things is HR saying, hey, you need to do this to keep that culture good, keep good employees at this company, not leaving.
Well, I think basic engagement is number one. Don't think because, well, we keep them happy by letting them be remote, that they're engaged. That's not the case. So making sure that they're doing as much effort as they do with the on-site employees. Because a lot of times there is comparison, like, oh, I see that they're doing this. Well, you know, we don't know. But do you have to do to the extreme of what's ongoing on site? No. But also, if you have a location and most of your remote aren't far from location, invite them to come in. Don't be so worried about, well, they won't be working as much then. Stop worrying about that. Like, productivity is productivity, and you don't necessarily have to be in front of your desk at every hour. You know, and do special things. Still do, like, remote happy hours. I know, you know, or anything. Anything constantly meet with your group. Let it just flow. Stop being like, everything has to be agenda.
The ones who can come.
Right. Yeah. It's just, it needs to mirror what your onsite is. But don't think it's just happening. Assuming everybody's good. Definitely be drilling down on that.
Yeah. What about pay?
What about pay?
Do you pay? So a big company, you have employees in get New York pay that live in Florida.
Yeah. Some states are trying to outlaw that.
It's happening, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, we could have talked. Dang it. Trevor didn't chime in all day. It doesn't matter. Thank God he's not on camera, by the way. He's super ugly, but
not healthy.
Not healthy.
That's what I'm not healthy. I had to say it.
Speaking of who's the lady doing some bullying.
No one's going to hear it at this point. I love it. That's a great question. The work versus remote environment. We're running out of time. I hate it. It flies. It always flies.
Which is why I should come back.
Four Pete. Three Pete. Sure. Look at this shirt. I love it.
I know.
Did y'all have fun?
I committed.
We did.
Yay. Okay. I mean, I know you guys were like, the HR girl. You know.
I think HR is the best story.
If it wasn't you.
The HR story.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, she'll tell you them. I was like, if it wasn't you, I'd be like, guys, don't come.
Yeah.
So, no, Katie, she'll be good. Love you, Mom. Shout out for Mom every time. Katie Ross, that's every time.
Oh, is your mom's name Katie?
Yes, it is.
How come we never covered that?
K-A-T-Y. It's actually Catherine.
Okay. I'm an IE. That's how they say my name at the CrossFit.
You've done that too much.
Yeah.
Katie Howard with
James Moore HR Solutions.
Uh-huh. That's what the health just happened.